When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, if your girlfriend has daddy issues, is it bad to discuss that with her?
Well, if you're having problems, and so what does it mean, a girl with daddy issues? Typically, it means she did not grow up in a environment where there was a lot of masculine safety, if you will. And if the dad wasn't around or he was a bad father, she's always going to tend to be a little bit insecure. And she'll probably typically end up with guys that don't treat her well, the bad boy type, because she is only listening to her emotions and is unable to recognize the bad patterns that these guys have because she never got a healthy pattern modeled for her. And what you see with women that grow up with a missing or non-existent father, it's like, you know, the clips that we were just, you know, watching, is that she tends to become very masculine. And, you know, a woman that comes from a broken home, is they're going to have a higher incidence of being disloyal, being a liar, being a cheater, those kinds of things. Because often they come from an environment where they're just in survival mode. Mm-hmm. And so whatever is modeled for them at home is what they're going to bring to the table. And so girls with daddy issues tend to, they don't know which men to trust. And they've probably had bad things happen to them with men in their life that when they were younger. And so they don't know which guys to trust, and they're following whatever their emotions are, and which, you know, leads them down difficult relationships, getting their heart broken a lot, and bad things happen, and they tend to become a little jaded. And that was the thing that, you know, we were talking about, what I noticed about 5-6 years ago, that dating women on the dating apps that were kind of the hookers and the strippers, you know, that type of thing, that were basically looking for guys to pay them to go out and on dates and have sex with them and stuff like that. You can tell they were, even though it was funny talking to some of them, they were very beautiful, they were young, but man, they were so jaded and so angry and so pissed off and hateful towards men, and just looked at them as like a cash register,
right?
Basically, because dad wasn't there, or maybe dad just sent some money occasionally, and so she learned that that's what men are there for. Men are there to pay your shit and send you money, but other than that, you don't have much use for them because they don't like their dads because their dads didn't do a good job. And so if you're trying to, if you're a normal guy trying to have a healthy relationship and communicate with a woman that grew up in a difficult environment, a traumatic environment where there's lots of arguing, fighting, dad's not around or whatever, or there is a dad in the home, but he's a pussy and the mother walks all over him and cheats on him, disrespects him, or, you know, maybe both parents cheat on each other and they cheat on their subsequent partners. When somebody grows up in that kind of environment, that's what was modeled. That's what feels normal to them.
Yeah.
So dating and being in a relationship with somebody like that, they can't handle things being normal and being calm because they're used to the chaos. And so they'll create the chaos. Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to have a relationship with somebody that comes from that kind of environment with the daddy issues, it's like you got to be able to talk to her and mention, because it is helpful, because at some point you're going to know the girl you're dating, what her family life is like and what her history is like. And so if you understand the basics of human nature and how the missing father or the bad father influences the girl, she might not be trustworthy. She might constantly be accusing you of doing something wrong. If she's narcissistic, she'll tend to gaslight you and mistreat you and things of that nature. She may stonewall you. She may be passive aggressive. And in other words, she's anything but easygoing, easy to get along with. Like, you know, if you guys watched any of the videos with my old English girlfriend, Katie, who her parents adore one another. They're calm. They talk things out. They are extremely close. And both the daughters are mild-mannered. They're mild-tempered. They are optimistic. They're positive. Both the parents are like that. Their parents are very successful. The uncles are very successful. And she comes from a family of successful people that are very family-oriented, very close, very, very tight.
Yeah.
And so she saw a model growing up. Dad's calm. Dad's got his shit together. Dad's very successful. Dad's the man of the house. Mm-hmm. And he absolutely adores his wife. His wife is the most important person in the world to him. And and vice versa. Her mother's like that. And so when, you know, I know that about the family because I got to know them in our time together, it's pretty obvious why she turned out that way.
Yeah.
And it's also pretty obvious why women that come from broken homes turn out the way they turn out. And your job as a man is to be able to vet and understand and ask the questions so you can figure out where she's at. Now, it doesn't mean that all women that come from broken homes are, they're just undateable, but it means there's going to be a high percentage of them that are, because most human beings, when they're fucked up, they won't do anything to help themselves.
Yeah.
They won't read a self-help book. It's like any of you guys that have tried to recommend my book to your friends, when you know they need it, it's like very few of them will take you up on that offer. And so when you got somebody that comes from a broken home and they're kind of fucked up, the last thing that they're going to want to do is go do therapy or counseling or work on themselves, because they know they need to become a better human being, basically, in order right. to attract and keep the kind of people they really want in their life. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have those conversations with her, and for behavior's inappropriate, if she's stonewalling him, if she's passive aggressive and gets mad and gives him the silent treatment for 3 or 4 days, it's you'll have to communicate that behavior is not loving, it's not kind, it's unacceptable, and you want easygoing, easy to get along with. If you're mad or you're upset, let's talk about it and work it out. Mm-hmm. Don't ignore me for 4 days. And that's not how you resolve things. You can't solve problems unless you can talk openly and honestly about them. And, mm-hmm. and after you've had those conversations with her, it's like she's either going to get better or she's going to keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And if she can't get better, or won't get better for whatever reason, then it's like you either put up with it or you have to end the relationship to go find somebody that came from a good family and or somebody that's done the work on themselves. But
right.
for guys, the best thing to do is to date. Ideally, you're gonna have the best results with women that come from a good family where it was stable and dad's the man of the house and he's calm. Mm-hmm. He's a type A alpha.
Yeah. But yeah, though I feel like I've been in an experience where I personally feel like I come from a very calm home. Like there's no yelling, there's no cursing, no one does drugs or anything like that, like no screaming, no fights, nothing. And I dated someone who did have that had constant screaming or shaming, you know, making them feel bad, ugly language and stuff like that. And he came into my life and I'm more like calm. I'm like, you don't need to yell, you just explain yourself, talk normally, you know, like a human. But he wasn't used to that, and that would like spark his nerve even more. And I had to explain to him, you know, that's not right. And little by little, I got so used to that treatment that I started becoming that, you know.
You became a cranky bitch.
I became cranky, annoyed. I started snapping back, yelling. And then I realized I'm like frustrated because I'm like, this is not me. Like, I'm not even my mom talks to me like this. Not my brother, not my dad, not my grandma. Nobody, not even my friends. You're the only person that talks like this, and you're making me become someone I'm not, which is unhealthy. It's toxic. And I was like, if you don't change or want to change, then I can't continue being in a relationship with you, because I'm not changing for the better. I'm changing for the worse. And yep. It's because of you. So that relationship didn't work. And now like I'm with someone else, and they come from a nice home, and they understand patience, you know, talking sweetly, nicely, and just being patient with me. And I'm like, that's what I need. That's what I want. You know, I'm not on flight or fight. I'm just want to relax. I want to be in peace. And it's nice. So for those guys that you come from a broken home, don't go into a good girl's life and mess it up for her. If she's,
well, she won't put up with it long term. And especially if she comes from a good family,
yeah.
That, you know, the dad, she'll respect the father enough to, even though it's hard to listen to him, and cause he'll be able to point out the reasons why that particular guy is messed up or it's not going to work, especially based on his behavior. And, you know, if she loves and trusts her father, she'll listen to him.
Yeah.
And she'll dip.